Today, well, right now, sorry, of course, you know that's my doggy again. Hi. So, if you hear barking, Kaiser, it's my dogs. This morning we had two separate meetings, one for pre-K and K, and one for first to fifth grade. It's impossible for me to hold two in the evening, so it will be a little bit longer, and it'll be very condensed. Huiling, if you can explain.
OK，校长说呢，谢谢你们今天参加我们的会议呢。我们今天早上呢有开了两个会议，然后呢两个会议其中的一个会议是学前班跟幼稚园的一个会议，然后呢第二个会议呢是跟一到五年级的家长们开的会议。可是晚上呢我们不可以做同样的事情，所以呢这个会议呢会是从学前班直到五年级所有的信息的，所以可能会比较久一点。
Okay, once again, I welcome all questions. Please type it in the chat. It does not have to be in English. It's whatever language you want and we will figure it out. I have someone here that obviously Ms. Chen. Say hi, Ms. Chen.
Hi.
She's my translator for Chinese, she's using the Mandarin dialect. If you need Spanish, type it into the chat. I have someone on board that can translate into Spanish. Rowena, your turn.
Hi, everybody. Bienvenido, padre, a nuestra reunión. Si usted necesita español, por favor, póngalo en el chat y yo te puedo llamar ahorita. Muchas gracias.
Okay. I do know we do have some families here that they're definitely more proficient in Bengali. I haven't resolved that one yet, but if you're on and you have questions, just email us and we will answer it. So once again, please, if you have questions, put it in the chat. And as typical of our town halls, I will address the questions at the end of the meeting.
Okay, 校长说呢，如果你有任何的问题呢，或者是提问的话呢，请在留言方案那里提问你的问题。还有呢，不管你呢写哪一种语言，就算你写中文呢也没有关系的，你可以写下来，我们会有人呢去把你的问题读给校长听的。所以呢，语言方面你不需要担心，我们尽量的是叫家长呢提议家长尽量提问题。
Okay, so I'm gonna get started. I'm gonna start with pre-K. Pre-K, and I will talk today about the students coming into the building. I will mention remote on and off, but it will basically be information for the students that are coming in the building. Pre-K, you have a schedule that is 8:30 to, whoops, I have to look at my
1:30.
Text from Mr. C. 1:30, thank you. Pre-K schedule is 8:30 to 1:30. Huiling.
Okay, 现在呢，我们是讲学前班就是 Pre-K. Okay, 我们现在说的所有的资讯呢，都是有关于混合学习的，就是有一半呢你是来上学，另外一半呢是做远程学习的。所以呢 ，Pre-K 的时间表呢是早上8:30到下午1:30.
Okay. Kindergarten schedule is 8:45 to 1:45.
Okay, 幼稚园的时间表呢是从8:45到1:45.
Okay, from first grade to fifth grade, your schedule will be 8:30 to 2:00.
Okay, 从一年级到五年级呢，你的时间表是从8:30到下午2:00.
Okay, do not worry. We will post this on the website and on School Connects.
Okay, 不需要担心，我们会将这些资讯呢，在我们学校的网站，粘贴的，而且呢，我们也会在我们学校的 APP 里面呢，发放给你们看的。
Okay, school starts officially in the building September 21st.
Okay, 学校现在呢开始的时间改变了。 现在学校的第一天上学是9月21号。
We will welcome you in on that day.
我们会欢迎你回来上学，在9月21号会欢迎你回来上学。
September 16, 17, 18, your child will still be home.
Okay, 9月16号, 17号, 跟18号呢, 你的小朋友呢, 还是会持续待在家里的。
Okay, sorry, I have to throw the toy. My dog's starting to get restless. On the 16th, 7th, stop laughing, Ms. Lipsky. On the 16th, 7th, now my dog is squeaking the toy. I'm sorry. On the 16th, 17th, and 18th, we will be calling you at home. We will be making sure that your child can join the Google Classroom. We will be touching base with you. We will also have our orientations, but it will be online. Huiling.
Okay. 然后6月16号，9月16号、17号跟18号呢，我们老师呢有可能呢会一个一个打电话给家长们呢，去就是去确定呢你的小孩子呢会怎会知道呢怎么样上去学习，上去网上学习的。然后我们如果他们不会的话呢，我们就会老师会教他们怎么样上，好像谷歌教室啊。 而且呢，我们也会跟你就是说，详谈一些事情。而且呢，在这三天呢，我们也会有每一个年级都有一个会议给你们参加的。When
I say orientation, that means we will let you know when your grade will be doing the orientation. So if your child's in the first grade teacher might tell you at 9 o'clock, please go on to Google Classroom. Or Zoom, and you will get to meet all the first grade teachers. So it'll be by grade. You only have to attend the grade that your child's in. If you miss it, it's okay. It's just a chance to meet all the teachers as a team.
Okay. 那个在那三天的那个每一个年级的会议呢，好像说如果你的小孩子是一年级的话呢，那我们呢会将这些会议的时间发放给所有的家长，然后呢好像说如果是一年级的会议是在9点钟的话呢，你呢就9点钟登录上去 Zoom 那里呢去认识那一个年级所有的老师，就是你必须要参加那个会议呢，是你的小朋友现在读的那一个年级。 如果你缺席的话，没有关系。这个会议只是让你认识所有的老师而已。Okay.
The start of the school day. I'm going to start with pre-K first. Pre-K families, for the first week of school, you will be allowed to come up into the classroom with your child.
Okay. 学前班 pre-K 的家长
spend one hour in the classroom with them if necessary. Miss Chen.
Okay. Pre-K 的学生呢，就是学前班的学生呢，在头一个礼拜，就是第一个礼拜呢，你们可以陪同你们的小孩子呢，去他们的学校待一个小时。
What we have done is we have arranged a room so that we can accommodate your child and you for the day, including the teacher. So we counted the heartbeats that's allowed in the classroom. So we really don't want to traumatize the four-year-olds and, you know, tell them, you know, say goodbye to the adult on day one. We really want to do this in a way that is not threatening, that is definitely, it will make the experience more enjoyable. So for pre-K families, when school starts September 21st, only one adult from the family will be allowed to escort the child up to the room. You are invited to stay for 1 hour. If your child is comfortable and tells you goodbye, you should leave. Now, within that 1 hour, when you're ready to leave at 9:30, and your child is ready to leave with you, I would suggest that you take your child and call it a day. Usually the first 2 weeks of a regular school year, we stagger where you come in for an hour. So if your child's not ready to have you leave, I would suggest that, you know, for the first week or so, you can take them after an hour. If they're willing to say goodbye, then you can leave them with us until 1:30.
Okay, 学前班的家长呢，你是可以陪同你的孩子里面待一个小时的。然后在教室里面呢，我们已经呢，把那个教室呢，把它让就是改装了一下，就是让它可以容纳呢大人跟小孩子在教室里面一个小时的。然后如果你的小朋友呢，一个小时以后呢，他很自在啊，他很安逸啊，然后他跟你说再见的时候呢，你就可以走了。可是如果你的小朋友呢是不肯啊，或者是不自在啊，我们建议你呢一个小时之后呢把他带走。为什么呢？是因为我们不想让小朋友四岁的小朋友第一天上学就害怕，我们想他慢慢的建立的那一个关系。所以呢，如果你的小朋友呢在这个一个小时在跟你在的时候都非常自在，然后他跟你说再见的话呢，你就可以把小孩子留在那边到一点半。可是如果他很不自在，或者是他不安逸的话，一直在哭的话呢，我们建议你一个小时以后呢把他带回家。
Okay, the pre-K families, you will only be allowed to come in through one door, and you will go up with your child through that door. You'll be coming in through Ludlow Street. We will have huge signs, and hopefully if it's good weather, people will be outside to sort of direct you, but in a socially distant way. You are to go up that one stairwell and come down that one stairwell. You may not go anywhere else in the building.
Okay, 我们学校呢是每一个年级呢都有一个指定的楼梯让你们爬上去教室里面的。所以呢，你呢 ，So pre-K is Ludlow Street. I'm sorry, mate.
But they come into Ludlow and they will go all the way across the yard to the door that is staircase. I think stairwell.
We'll share the stairwells in writing.
Stairwell E, yeah.
Okay.
So there'll be guidance.
Okay, 我们呢就是说你从乐楼街进来以后呢，你跟你的小朋友呢去陪同你的小朋友呢去用一个楼梯走上去你们的教室里面，然后那个教室你必须要用同一个楼梯爬上去，而且呢必须要用同一个楼梯离开。
Okay, kindergarten. Your day will start at 8:45. The reason why it is not 8:30 is because 8:30, besides pre-K coming in, first to fifth grade will be coming in. So you will actually, kindergarten, if it's good weather, the teachers will meet you outside in the outdoor yard, and they will bring your child up to the classroom. So that'll give you a chance for the first week to meet the kindergarten team.
Okay. 那幼稚园的小朋友呢是八点四十五分钟才进来上学的，原因是因为我们八点半的时候呢有一到五年级的学生进来，而且呢也有学前班的学生进来。如果呢天气好的话呢，那老师呢会在那个后院那里接你的小朋友，然后呢你也可以呢在头一个星期呢去自我介绍跟老师会面一下这样子。
So kindergarten, all right. So for the first week, the teachers will meet you downstairs in the yard, so you get a chance to see the teacher, talk to the team. And I am stressing team because at any given point between the in-house and the blended learning, when they're home, and for the remote learner, the team of teachers might switch. We're going to keep it as consistent as possible, but we do want the children to get to know all the kindergarten teachers as a team. So that is kindergarten students. By week two, we will have an adult by the doorway, and hopefully by then, your child can come into the building and go right to the classroom. We will have adults in the building to guide them. Hui Ling.
Okay. 然后呢，就是头一个星期呢，就是幼稚园的老师呢会在外面呢接你的小朋友。然后呢，在你这个在一个 同时间呢，你也可以就是跟那个幼稚园的老师会面啊。然后呢，幼稚园呢，它是一个整体，所有的老师呢，他们是一个整体的，不管你是混合学习啊，或者是远程学习呢，我们想你的小朋友呢，就是认识多过一个老师。OK， 然后第二个星期呢，我们会有一个工作人员呢站在门口呢，他是会让你的小朋友把你的小朋友带进来呢。我们也希望说从第二个星期开始呢，你的小朋友也可以自自然然的爬上去他们的教室里面。
OK， first to fifth grade, do not worry. I'm just telling you where your child's coming in. We will put all this on the website. Do not write anything down. First grade will be coming in the building through Ludlow Street.We have the doors, we have a couple of steps, and then we're gonna, then we have the doors on Ludlow right next to the back door, I mean the backyard. They will come in through those doors and go right to the room.
Okay, 一年级的学生呢，他们会从 Ludlow 街进来的，然后呢，他们从 Ludlow 街的那个进口进来呢，然后呢，他们就用那个楼梯呢，就爬上去他们的教室。
Okay, second and third grade will come in through Ludlow Street, but from the kitchen side. We will have everything marked out.
Okay, 然后二跟三年级呢，他们也是从 Ludlow 街进来，可是他们是从我们的学校的厨房里面进来。然后呢，你不需要担心，因为呢，我们会有很多的那个标签在地下呢，告诉你哪一个年级应该要去哪里了。
Fourth and fifth grade will come in through Orchard Street, and each grade will be assigned a stairwell to go up.
Okay, 四跟五年级呢会从 Orchard 接进来，然后 Orchard 呢每一个年级呢，他们都有他们指定的楼梯，他们可以爬上去他们的教室。
Okay, do not worry. We will put all of this online.
Okay, 家长们不需要担心，因为所有的资料呢，我们都会通过学校的 APP 跟放上去给你们知道，而且我们也会放在我们的网站上。
Okay, so, when they come in the building by the doorways, we will have bag breakfast. Your child can choose to grab a bag and have breakfast upstairs, or if they have breakfast at home, they don't have to grab a bag. They can just go right up to the classroom.
Okay, 进门的时候呢，我们会有那个一包一包的早餐呢，包好了给小朋友拿的。如果他们想吃早餐的话呢，他们可以一包一包的拿上去他们的教室里面吃。如果他们在家里吃过早餐以后呢，他们就不需要拿任何的早餐，就直接上去他的教室。
Okay, so when they go into their classrooms, if they have a school bag, if they have something from home, they will.Put everything into a plastic bag that we have, and it will be labeled with their name. So whatever they bring from home will go into that bag.
Okay, 如果他们有书包或者是有其他的东西他们带上学的话呢，他们每一个小朋友呢都会有一个塑胶袋，让他们把他们放所有他们自己的东西放进去那个袋子里面。
Now, if they want to bring their own lunch, that is fine also.If they eat school lunch, it will only be cold lunch. It will be sandwiches because those have to be brought up to the floor, which then we distribute to the children by class.
Okay, 午餐呢会是冷食，然后呢大多数都是三明治，因为呢这个午餐呢我们必须要把它带上去他们的那个他们的楼，他们那一层楼呢，然后呢发份给所有的家小朋友。
Okay, the children will not be traveling around the school. My Spanish teacher, my art teacher, my music teacher will be going into the classroom. Unless we have to cover two classes at once, then we'll use a big public space. We are trying to avoid movement around the building.
OK, 那学生上学的时候呢是没有任何的走动的，我们想就是说不想他们太多走动，所以美术啊音乐啊全部都会在教室里面举行的。
OK, they will move around the building if they have gym. So right now physical education can happen in the gym, it can happen in the indoor yard. I applied for a space and time to use the sewer park track.By sewer park, so though that requires planning, but that's one time where they will move around the building.
OK， 如果呢，他们有就是有体育课的话呢，他们在那个时候呢，他们就会走动，他们就会有所走动，他们就会走去体育教室里面呢，或者是我们的大堂里面呢，或者是校长呢，他也有就是说申请了去用 Sewer Park 的跑道。 那里带可以去举行体育的。Okay,
the other room they will move to is the multi-purpose room. We plan to buy every child a yoga mat, and they will go there for yoga. Yoga can happen in the multi-purpose room on the fifth floor, or the indoor yard, which is where you walk in.
Okay, 还有呢，就是另外一个走动呢，就是瑜伽课. Okay, 如果他有瑜伽课的话呢，他就会在我们的多用途的房间，课。 课室里面呢，去学习瑜伽的。然后呢，我们的打算是每个小朋友呢都买一个瑜，就是用瑜伽用的那个 mat， 那个好像毯那个毯子，然后呢给每一个小朋友。然后呢，如果我们不用那个多功能的那个教室呢，我们就会在楼下的大堂里面举行的。Yeah.
So
Dan.
Okay. So dismissal. Where they come in is where we will dismiss.
Okay, 放学呢，是他们从哪里进来上学的，就会从哪里放学。
Okay, please be on time.
请你们准时接。When
you wait for your child to come out, we will put markers on the sidewalk and in the yard so that you can socially distance. I ask that you respect that. It will be crowded. We're trying to figure out how to do this in a very respectful and safe way. So next week we'll be setting the markers and really figuring out what makes sense. I applied for Open Street on Orchard Street and Hester Street so we could close it up. So when we dismiss, when we arrive, you'll have space to stand.
Okay, 放学的时候呢，你上学的时候，你将会在地下呢看到有标记。 Okay, 因为呢，我们想让所有的家长呢都可以呢，社交距离，就算是接的时候呢，也会有社交距离的。然后我们想请你呢，就是遵守我们在地下放的那一些标签，因为我们有时候放学的时候呢会太多人，所以呢。 我们想你也保持安全，所以呢，我们尽量的在地下放标签呢，让你可以知道呢，你们的社交距离应该是应该要距离离开多少。而且呢，我们也有校长也有申请，Open Street， 就是说放学跟上学的时间呢，我们想把那个街给关掉一个小时。如果我们批准的话呢，那你就会有更多的位置呢，可以站，可以就是安全的。 社交距离跟接小孩。
Okay, I do know that someone, a family reached out to Margaret Chin's office to really push my agenda with the Open Street. I don't know who it is, but I would like to thank you. They did reach out to me, but I filled out the proper forms already, so we're just waiting for approval.
Okay, 然后呢，校长说呢，有一个家庭的家长里面呢，就是去跟 Margaret Chin 呢，去私人写一封信给他，跟他讲说，我们校长现在想申请这个 Open Street 的，所以校长呢想谢谢他做这一个举动，因为呢Margaret Chin 他们的部门里面呢已经有跟校长做连接了，然后校长也把所有的文件呢都已经填好了，所以我们就是现在在等他批准而已。
Okay, so I'm gonna go back to the specialty areas, Spanish, art, music, phys ed. I would love the children to have each of those subjects on a weekly basis, but it will not be possible. Not only do we have to keep the children safe, we have to keep the teachers safe. So we decided that it will be 2 week cycles. So if someone of your child has Spanish, they will have Spanish for 2 weeks straight. Then they will switch to art, and then they will art 2 weeks straight. Then they'll switch to phys ed. They'll have phys ed 2 weeks straight. This is the only way where I can protect the teachers that are traveling from class to class. And in a way, you know, definitely it protects the children because they're only exposed to a specific group of adults.
Okay, 然后校长想说一说有关于我们学校的那个特别课程, 例如西班牙语啊、美术啊、音乐啊、还有那个体育跟瑜伽。 他想说呢，就是呢，我们也希望每一个特别的课程呢，可以一个星期给你的小朋友一次。可是问题是呢，现在这个时期呢，不容许我们这么做。所以校长说呢，这一些课程呢，都会进行两周。OK，就是说呢，你的小朋友如果有西班牙语的话呢，他会有两周的西班牙语。为什么会这个样子做呢？然后呢，他会有两周的音乐。 音乐或者是两周的美术，然后为什么要这么做呢？是因为我们想减少那个接触啊，就是我们必须要把大人的安全跟小朋友的安全放第一位，所以呢，我们想减少他们的接触，我们只想这些这一群小朋友跟某些老师接触而已。
Okay, so curriculum for the first 2 to 4 weeks, we'll be focusing on getting the children familiar with a lot of the software programs that we purchase. Our hope and the reason why we spent money on these programs is that when the days that they're home, they can do work independently. We will also train the children on how to get on when they are at the remote part of the blended learning. Our goal is that you don't have to support them. So we'll be focusing on that. We'll be doing a lot of socio-emotional work, and we'll be spending like the bulk of the beginning of the school year going over safety policy, safety routines.
Okay, 然后呢，我们讲有关于课程的现在，然后呢，头 2个到4个星期以内呢，我们必须要教会小朋友呢怎么样用那些软件，我们购买的那些软件。然后呢，我们必须要教他怎么样，就是说，如果他没有上学上课的时候呢，在家里呢，他可以自己一个人，就是独立的做他们要做的那些功课，而且呢，可以独立的运用那些软件。还有呢，我们也会讲有一些，我们也会把很多时间放在那个社会情感上面。 而且也会教小朋友呢，怎么样安全的，在教室在学校里面上学安全的放学，然后呢，还有一些安全的措施呢，我们都会在那个时间教他们的。Okay,
if your child has services such as speech, OT, PT, those will take place in the school building. They will receive the services when possible. If appropriate, they will push into the classroom. We've accounted for those heartbeats in the classroom also. And if they have to, they will also be pulled out for services.
Okay, 有关于服务，例如语言服务啊、OT服务或者是PT服务呢, 都会在我们的学校里面呢，去给这些小朋友的。然后呢，每当可以的时候，就有可能的时候呢, 老师呢、语言老师啊或者是PT跟OT，他们会 推进去教室里面，而且呢，我们已经把这个人数呢也加进去了这个教室的里面那个空间里面，所以你不需要担心会超过那个空间的能量。然后呢，如果他们的教育计划里面显示说他们需要拉出来的话呢，那些老师也会把他们拉出来给他们这些服务的。Okay,
bathrooms. I had a lot of questions about bathrooms. We will have bathroom schedules where the teachers will probably take them to the bathroom as a class and let them go use the restroom. When there's, we will have adults patrolling the hallway. Our biggest concern is children mingling, so we're trying to prevent that. As for cleaning, my custodial engineer, Joanne, she will bring in an entire whole staff and they will be cleaning throughout the day. We have disinfectant wipes in, we have sprays in already. So she will be cleaning the high touch areas, doorknobs, stairwells. You know, after arrival, the rails will be wiped down again for dismissal. Each grade will be assigned a specific stairwell. And it doesn't matter if they have to take extra steps, That's the stairwell they will be using.
Okay.
然后呢，有关于厕所的问题，然后呢，我们会有一个时间表，是每一个教室可以用厕所的时间表。OK，然后呢，我们通过那个时间表呢，小朋友呢就会在那个时间上厕所，然后我们也会有工作人员呢，他会巡逻，就是在那里走来走去。为什么呢？是因为我们不想小朋友呢，他们在一起在里面，就是说跟其他的小朋友啊，去开开玩笑啊，抱一抱他们，我们只是想说他们可以安全的用厕所之后，然后呢，用社交距离呢，跟安全的出来。然后呢，我们学校的那个保卫员呢，他们就是清理员呢，他们呢是一天到晚呢都在清理的，都在消毒，都在清理。我们学校呢有很多的那些清理材料，然后呢那些把手，门的把手呢，跟那个门呢都会经常被消毒的，所以你们不需要担心的。OK，so teachers and classes, your child will be assigned a class. They will be assigned a teacher, but the teacher will be very fluid. Your child will get a chance to meet the teachers on the team. So for example, on second grade, I have five teachers. They will meet all five teachers. And depending on the subject, that teacher will be teaching your child during a specific time, a specific day. That team of teachers will be the only teachers besides the specialty area that your child will be working with. So instead of having a child assigned to one teacher, they'll get to know the teachers on the grade. This is not new to many of the students. We do a lot of breakout classrooms, departmentalization during the regular school year, where they do have social studies with different teachers, and some grades is writing specialty with different teachers. So we're gonna continue that, but just know that it will be very safe because that team of teachers will be working collectively as a pod.
Okay, 然后呢，有关于老师跟教室的，然后呢，每一个小朋友都会放进去一个教室里面跟一个老师，然后呢，那个小朋友呢会认识所有的老师，就是说，如果你的小朋友在二年级的话呢，他会认识每一个二年级的老师。 OK， 而且呢，也会就是说看看是哪一个课程呢，他们会跟不同的老师呢进行学习的。然后呢，这个不是新的，因为呢，我们以前呢都有好像部门化，就是说如果一个学生呢想学习一个某样东西呢，他们就会去其他的那个老师里面的。所以呢，你的小朋友呢不只是会有一个老师，他会有。
Okay, we had concerns about the children bringing books home. We've come up with a solution. We will let them take books home because that's one thing that we want them to continue doing. When they return the books, we will do just what the public library has instituted as a policy. We put those books aside for a week and then we put them back into circulation.
Okay, 有关于借书，然后很多家长问有关于借书的，所以我们现在呢，就是说可以让小朋友借书，我们会借用呢，就是公众的图书馆呢，他们是每当一个人借了一本书之后呢，他们拿回来还的时候呢，他们就会把那本书呢放出去。 OK， 然后把它放七天了以后，然后才可以让其他的人去借。我们也会跟着那个公立的那个图书馆，跟着他们这个样子做。OK，
so I already spoke about this multiple times. Each child will have a bucket, and in that bucket will be all the supplies that they need for the in-school learning.
OK， 校长说他已经说过很多次了，然后每一个小朋友呢都会有一个容器，容器里面呢会有所有你的小朋友呢需要。 上学用的材料.
After school, Ms. Lipsky and I met with several after school programs that are open because they have their own building. University Settlement, Grand Street Settlement, CPC, Maywa. We did not contact Victoria's Voices no, Victoria's children, we will contact them. Ms. Lipsky, were we able to contact them yet? Okay.
Just added them to the list.
Okay. We will post the information on School Connects and on the website. Please reach out to them. So far, I cannot bring ISS and MAWA back into the building. I have a plan already in place if they're allowed to come back in the building. But that's not happening yet. We are awaiting guidance. I don't think they're gonna let it happen until October. ISS actually has their own brand new building on Henry Street, but they cannot officially take students yet. They're waiting for the certificate of occupancy. And once they have that, they will start taking students. We will add the information on the website so you could reach out to them for updates. What I would suggest is that you reach out to the other after-school programs and do quarterly payment, because you don't know if we're gonna go remote or not at any given day. And I'm sure they're gonna make accommodations. So, you know, reach out to them. Hui Ling?
Okay. 然后呢，校长刚刚说呢，有关于课后补习。然后呢，我们呢已经校长跟副校长呢已经跟一些课后补习的那些组织呢开过会了， 好像University Settlement 啊， Grand Settlement 啊， 美华 啊， CBC Victoria Children 呢， 他们都已经可以容纳，就是可以接收那个小朋友了，新生的。然后呢，所有的资料呢，我们都会在我们的网站呢，跟我们的学校的APP呢里面呢去跟你分享的。然后校长呢，非常的建议你去跟他们去沟通，问他们情况怎么样，然后去让你的小朋友去那里报读补习班。 可是你们自己要去咨询，然后呢，在我们学校里面呢，就是现在呢还不可以有任何的课后补习。OK，好像美华跟ISS都不可以在我们学校里面呢去接生的。然后呢，就是直到可能有我们现在在等教育局的新的指令呢，可能10月份的时候他们就会让他们回来学校那里呢去有这个课后补习的。然后ISS呢，他们自己本身就有一个大楼，可是呢，他们现在还不可以接收那个新的学生，是因为他们还没有入住证明，那一张证明他们还没有。然后呢，如果你呢是要付费的话呢，我们建议你呢就是不要一次个付完一整年的费用，你最好呢就是每个就是问问他们有没有那个好像付3个月的费用，因为呢你现在到目前的情况呢，我们不知道呢我们以后呢会不会回去远程学习，所以校长不想你把一次的费用交完，就是问他有没有把它分期付款这样子，好像每3个月付一次啊，看看他们的价钱是多少。OK，
If anybody here department, I'm asking you for a big favor. ISS needs one final inspection from the FDNY to get their certificate of occupancy. If you know of a firefighter that has some pull, please reach out to me and I will give you the information. That is all ISS is waiting for. I've reached out to Margaret Chin and Gail Brewer. They're on top of it. But if you know somebody, that works too.
Okay, 校长说呢，如果你呢认识任何一个人呢，他们是在火警里面当差的，就是做火警的，我们希望你呢可以跟他做联系，然后呢，因为呢ISS呢他需要他们去检最后一次检验，检验了以后呢，他们才会发放给他的那个入住的那个许可证。 OK， 入住的那个证明，这样子他们才可以用他的大楼，而且可以招生。然后呢，校长已经跟有关的人呢去跟他们讲过了。可是如果呢你有任何的关系的话呢，认识一个火警的话呢，麻烦你叫他们去做最后一次的检查，让他们可以拿到入住证明。
I think that's it. We have a pretty concrete plan. When the teachers come in next Tuesday, they will be focusing on organizing the material, organizing the classroom. All the tables have been socially distanced and marked off. The chairs are labeled so that the children will know where to place their chair. We are in the process of gathering all our supplies. You have to be patient with the supplies because we ordered a lot of things in July and they're finally coming in. So we are preparing supplies for all 550 students for blended, for your child, and for the families on remote.
Okay, 然后校长说呢, 下个礼拜老师回来的时候呢, 我们已经有一个具体的计划了, 所以我们已经知道应该要怎么样做了, 我们有具体的计划了, 然后下个礼拜呢, 老师就是会, 就是会那个, 就是组织, 在教室里面呢, 去看看他们的资料, 去组织很多东西, 好像他们有很多的材料, 他们需要他把它组织起来, 让每一个学生呢, 都有他们自己的材料, 他们有很多的那个, I lost my train of thought again. Sorry. All right, it'll come back to me. Just keep going.
Okay, all right. I think that's it for my part. I am going to go through the questions now. Feel free to post questions.
Okay, 校长说呢, 他已经跟你们讲完他们要他说的新的信息, 如果你有任何问题的话, 只在留言方面留言。
Okay.
Okay, Ivan Zhao's mom wants to opt in for 100% remote learning because she moved and they live further away from the school. They don't want to travel.
Okay, that's fine. Ms. Lipsky?
I will share the link with her right now.
Okay. Okay, the next question for pre-K, both group A and group B are reporting in person on 9/21? No. Group A will come in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Group B will come in Thursday, Friday. I know that means group B is one day short of the adult coming in the building. So the following week, that Wednesday, we will allow you to come in for 1 hour with your child. Now, if they're ready to come in independently, I wouldn't encourage it. The whole point is to have them so comfortable enough so that they can go up the stairs and right to the room. And do not worry, we will have adults guiding them. The point of pre-K is independence.
Okay, Ivan 的妈妈 Ms. Lipsky 呢, 她会分享给你呢, 一个连接, 让你去上面填那个表格, 那你就可以, 选择 100%的远程学习了。 然后呢, 有关于这个, C 家长呢, 她说呢, 如果是, 学前班的学生, 有两组, A组跟B组, 是不是两组都上, 21号上学, 答案是不对, 只有A组, 21号上学, A组是上星期一, 星期二, 星期三, 然后星期四换B组, 星期五换B组, 然后呢在两个星期以内呢, B组也会有五天, A组也会有五天, 9月21号呢, 只可以是A组上学。
Okay, so, and it's only for that 1 week. The next one is from Angela. Hi, when they enter the school or classroom, will they have their temperature checked? I advise check the temperature to keep them safe. It might cause more time. Yes, we just got a shipment of thermometers and they are for the classroom teachers. So we will do the temperature checks, but in the classrooms. Yeah, it's kind of hard to do it at the door. Number one, you know, we're exposed to the air that's outside. It won't be a proper reading. So the teachers will do temperature checks in the classroom. I hope that makes everybody feel better.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
这个家长呢想问说, 在学生进去学校或者是教室里面呢, 可不可以检查他们的体温? 然后呢, 他建议说, 检查每一个体温呢, 是因为呢, 他想每一个小朋友呢, 都安全。 而且呢, 虽然是会有很, 用很多时间, 可是安全第一嘛。 然后呢, 校长说呢, 我们今天刚刚呢, 收到教育局, 发送出来的体温表。 所以呢, 那个体温表呢, 是给每一个教师的老师, 然后呢, 我们会在教, 老师呢, 会在教, 学生到教室的时候呢, 去检查他们的体温。 然后我们呢, 在那个门口的时候呢, 可能因为太多小朋友要进来, 而且呢, 可能我们也就是说, 在外面呢, 也, 就是外面有很多那些空气进来，然后呢我们就是说可能量的时候也量的不太正确，所以呢他们进来的时候上去教室，他们的教室老师还会帮他们量，就会帮他们量体温的，所以你不需要担心的。
Okay, the next question is from Gus. I'm sorry if I missed it. Will kindergarten students also be able to grab a breakfast on the way to the classroom? Absolutely. Everybody can grab a breakfast and bring it up to the classroom.
Okay, 这个家长想问呢，幼稚园的小朋友呢，是不是也可以去拿一个袋子的早餐上去教室吃？然后呢，校长说是可以的，每一个小朋友都可以去拿一个早餐去吃，不管是幼稚园啊，或者是学前班啊，一到五年级都可以去拿。
Okay, should the kids take in the iPad while in-person learning? Totally not necessary. Right now, we are waiting. Wait a minute, it's September 1st. Oh, it's past September 1st. Sorry, I was informed by the DOE that I could order technology as of September 1st. I didn't realize we passed September 1st. We will be ordering Chromebooks, iPads, and MacBooks. For the students to use so that we can teach them how to get on independently at home. So do not bring anything in. We will be working on that. It just can't happen right away because when we put these orders in, you have to remember it's the DOE. We don't get it right away. It's not Amazon, but we will have the technology in the building. You don't have to bring it in.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，说你们拿到那个 iPad 呢，是不是上回来上学的时候要他拿那个 iPad 进来学习，不需要拿进来学习的，让他留在家里。因为我们的学校呢，我们本身校长说呢，我们本身呢也要订购这一些 iPad 啊、Chromebook 啊，还有那个就是那个手提电脑呢，给小朋友教小朋友怎么样运用上网的学习，所以你不需要担心，也不需要带那个 iPad 进来。
Okay, for blended learning pre-K, are they obligated to log on when they are at home? Yes, that's how we do attendance. So please, please log on. We will give you a schedule. Don't worry. For pre-K, we were given minutes that we have to log on. For pre-K, it's only 15 to 20 minutes in an instructional day. We will encourage you to have your child log on because that's how we do attendance. We haven't figured out that part yet. If it's hard, and I know you some grandma or auntie or whoever's taking care of the pre-K child, and they can't navigate the technology, at some point, I would suggest that whatever the activity the teacher posts, you'll respond in Google Classroom and we can consider that as attendance. What do you think, Ms. Lipsky?
Yeah, I would definitely say wait to see how the year starts. If you're hesitant about getting your child on the days they should be home, for those of you that were with us during the spring, it'll look a lot different, you know, starting in September with routines and specific times. I think also for the sake of the child, the consistency from the classroom to remote will be really helpful for them, and it'll be continuing the learning that they're doing from the classroom. So give it a go. If the schedule is a challenge or you have some concerns about what's going on, reach out to Ms. Wang Lee and myself privately, but otherwise try your very best to get the child on the days that they are home.
Okay, Hui Ling.
Okay.然后呢，这个家长问呢，如果是你是混合学习了，那到那个你小朋友不用上学，是在家里网上学习的时候呢，那个小朋友有没有义务呢，要去参加这些网上的学习？校长说呢，他们是要参加的 ，OK？ 因为呢，我们必须要每一天呢，都是要看看你的小朋友有没有出席啊。然后 Pre-K 呢，他们是一天呢是10到15分钟的视频会议的，然后呢。我们也会给你一个时间，让你知道，我们给你一个时间表，让你知道你的小朋友那几时应该要上网去做这些学习的。我们最重要就是 想让小朋友呢习惯，而且也是一致性的知道他们应该要怎么样做。如果你上学的，然后不上学的那几天什么都不做的话呢，就变成了不是太一致性的。所以我们想，把所有的东西呢都变成一致性，让小朋友习惯知道应该要怎么做以后呢，他们呢自自然然的就会在那个时候去做了。
Okay, there's a question from Kevin Ho for blended learning first grade when they go to school. I'm not sure of that question. Hui Ling, maybe you can ask them in Chinese and they can unmute to ask me again. I want to make
okay,
sure.
Okay, Kevin Ho 的家长，你的问题呢，你可不可以把自己的静音打开，然后告诉校长你的问题是什么？
我就是想问一下他，而且上次说21号开学嘛，他是刚才你们有讲他是那个 B 组，那就是星期四和五上学了。
对，没有错。So she, okay, so Kevin Ho's mom said, we told them that on September 21st is the first day of school, right? So Kevin is in group B, so that means he starts school Thursday.
Yeah, so he has blended learning on Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Remote learning.
Remote learning.
Yeah.
He's on remote learning Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He will be in the building Thursday, Friday.
Okay, Kevin Ho 的妈妈，她星期一21号、星期一、星期二、星期三呢，都会做远程学习，星期四才回来上学。然后我们会给你一个时间表，他告诉你他几点钟应该上去视频会议的。
好、oh, ，OK。
Yeah, I think really important.
谢谢。
Really important to repeat. So September 21st is the first day of school for Group A. September 22nd, 24th is the first day of school for Group B.
Okay, 副校长说呢
？Online the first three days.
Okay,、yeah. 副校长说呢？A 组的小朋友是9月21号开始上学， B 组的小朋友呢是9月24号才开始上学。那21号的那一天呢， B 组呢必须要做远程学习。
好、oh, ，OK， 好的，谢谢。
不客气。
All right,
Ivan Zhao wants to apply for an iPad.
Okay, so
I'll take care of that.
All right, tell the families that just applied for iPads, we're gonna help them apply.But they have to wait. Right now, the DOE is not shipping any iPads out yet, but they have the applications.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，你们现在如果你要申请 iPad 的话呢，没有关系，我们是可以帮你申请的。可是呢，你必须要有耐心一点等待，因为呢，教育局呢，它现在呢是完全没有呢发送任何的 iPad 给任何的家庭。可是呢，他们的表格呢还是可以让你填的。所以说呢，你必须要有耐心一点的等待。
Okay, the next one is, will you post the time and locations the kids will need to enter school somewhere? Yes, we will. It will be on School Connects. It will be on our website. Please check both. We will also, you know, even if it's bad weather, we'll be in the streets with umbrellas directing you.Just come to any of us and tell us, you know, what grade your child's in. We'll direct you.
Okay, 然后这个家长问呢，说我们会不会发布呢？就是说，在哪里发布呢？去小朋友呢，应该是从哪里呢？哪一个门口进来教室的？然后呢，校长说呢，我们会在我们学校的 APP， 还有我们学校的网站呢，是发布呢所有的资料。而且呢，我们也会开学的当天呢，也会在外面。指导你去哪里哪一个路口进来学校的，所以这一方面你不需要担心。
Bella's family has a question. Can you guys unmute? Hello.
Hello, 你好，我想问一下，就是之前9月10号，那现在就是不管远程的还是混合的，都变成九月二十一号，没有说远程的变还是九月十号，就是全部变二十一号。
Okay, so mommy wants to know, right? So the first day of school has switched to September 26th for everybody. 21st for everybody, right? Regardless of remote or blended.
Yeah.
对，没有错，妈妈。是所有的小朋友，不管是远程还是混合学习呢，都是21号上学。
Oh, okay.
Good. All right. All right. Will they be learning the same stuff on remote and blended? Yes. The teachers plan together. They have a curriculum already. It will just look very different from blended to remote. But they will be learning this. They will have the same content.
Okay. 这个家长问呢，说学习关系学习的东西呢，远程跟混合是不是都是一样的？答案是都是一样的，可是看起来可能有一点点不一样，可是学习的东西都是一模一样的，因为老师呢，他们都是在一起规划他们所教的课程的。
Can I just say something? I see quite a few folks here that are already signed up for 100% remote. So if you're joining us tomorrow or Tuesday, great. If youDidn't know, tomorrow morning and Tuesday evening, we're going to focus a meeting just about remote learning. If you can't join, we'll share the audio to that. So we'll talk a lot more about fully remote learning then.
Okay, 有关于远程学习呢，我们明天早上八点钟呢，会有一个会议呢，是专门讲远程学习，里面你想知道所有的东西有关远程学习，还有星期二晚上六点半也是一个会议呢，是关于远程学习的。所以如果你明天或者是星期二晚上有时间的话呢，我们建议你去参加那个会议。
Yeah, today's meeting is not that long, only, and I believe it's because now we have concrete plans, and we have been meeting about this consistently.If anything changes, we will have another town hall. Don't worry. I will do my best to keep all of you informed. If you have any questions about what you heard, please email us. Daisy Chen's mom, you have a question?
对，我想就是说现在，我们选择是混合。但是我们还是很纠结。现在如果就是说到时候我们想就是网课的，然后可不可以说，如果我们看一下情况，或者一两个礼拜之后又改成那个混合的，可不可以呢
？OK， 你现在是混合对不对？
对，我现在是混合。
OK， 那你要
还是有点纠结，就是说如果9月21号之后我们觉得不放心，然后让他上网课，然后看一下。一两个礼拜之后能不能再回混合这样子。
Okay, so her question is, she has chosen blended learning now, right? So she says she's actually really undecided. She's being torn. She said, if the situation gets worse, can she actually opt in for remote learning, right?
Absolutely.
And then after 2 weeks, and if she thinks that everything is better, to come back to blended learning.
Okay, so.
Opt into...100% okay. remote, and then up back into blended learning.
So here it is. That's why we encourage everybody to do blended learning. If you feel it's not safe, you can opt out anytime. But once you opt out, you have to stay out until the DOE sends the survey to allow you back in. They say every quarter, they will give the families a choice to opt back in.So she has to wait until then to fill the form out to opt back in.
Okay, 妈妈，你刚刚那个问题是非常非常的好的。可是呢，我们想告诉你，就是说，如果你选择了100%远程学习呢，对不对？你是不可以选择参加混合学习了，因为呢，混合学习呢是我们现在要做社交距离，所以每一个小朋友呢，对不对？我们都必须要保护好，就是回来上学的那些小朋友呢，他们必须要有名额。校长说呢，如果你，所以我们叫所有的家长呢，是选择混合学习，因为你随时都可以去远程学习。可是呢，如果你选择了远程学习，你是不可以再回来做混合学习的，你必须要等到一个季度，就是11月份教育局再重新发出去那个调查表的时候，你才可以 回来学校做混合学习。只要你出去了，就不可以再进来了。
那如果我可不可以这样子说，如果他们哪一天有觉得或者不那么舒服，或者那一个礼拜的话，那我们现在是混合了，那他如果这样子，他是不是还可以那天去学校的那边，还可以在家里做远程的这样子呢？可不可以加入
？OK， 你的意思是，如果他不舒服在家里，对不对？
或者对。
OK， so mommy wants to know if the child is sick that day and they opted in for blended, can they attend the remote learning session for that day？
'Cause no, we won't. If they're in group A.And they're sick on an A day.
Then they can't go to the group B remote learning, right?
No, because it'll, you know, that's a good question, actually.
I can answer that. It might change. But right now, the answer is no, because the way we're going to set it up is that they're going to be doing the same content, but it'll be on different groups and timing. Yeah. So if they pop in on a day...They might not catch up to what the group did, or the group might be, you know, a day ahead of them. So that might be challenging for them to hop on and off. If that changes for us, we'll make it work. But right now, we're going to leave it in their cohorts, in their groups.
Yeah. So okay. Tell her, you know, we have to play it by ear. This is all new to us. We're going to say no for now. But, you know, that might change. If we can make it work, we'll make it work.OK,
妈妈，答案是不可以，因为呢，你的学生是如果是 A 组的话，对不对？然后远程学习的小朋友就会变成是 B 组的，然后呢，那 B 组的小朋友的进度啊，或者是他们学习的东西呢，对不对？虽然可能是不太一致的，你懂吗？所以说你是不可以，你必须要留在你的组里面，跟你的组学生一起上学，所以你不可以。就是说如果你生病在家的话，你是不可以去参加那个远程学习的 B 组的远程学习。
OK
Bella, I think Bella has a question.
可以再外再问一个，就是我们学小学的这个是这种规定的，然后那些中学的是不是也跟这个小学差不多的那个规定？
So mommy wants to know if middle school follows the same protocol or does the same thing?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what middle school. They actually, the middle schools are really big. So they have group A, B, C.
And D.
Oh yeah, and D. I don't know what their protocol is because their day looks very different from ours.
Okay, 妈妈，我们学校呢，小学跟中学呢是非常的不一样的，因为中学的学生呢可能会比较多，他们的组呢也会比较多。所以呢，每一个学校都不太一样的，所以你要去问问你的中学学校，看看他们的情况是怎么样。
好，谢谢 ，Thank you。
Bella，
Hi Bella，
Hi， 你好，我想问一下，因为 Bella 去 CPC， 他有要求 Bella 去的之前要填一个表，医生的表格，在30天之内，我想42小时需要这个吗？因为如果有的话，我又去42拿表格，一起拿到医生那里去填。
Oh, okay. So Bella has CPC, right? So CPC is asking the parents to do a physical exam form.
Uh-huh.
Like a doctor's form.
Yeah.
To bring it back, do we need her to bring back the same form?
No.
Like, do we need her to fill out any like physical form for her to return?
No.
If we do, then she's going to come pick up that form to bring it to the doctor's office at the same time.
I mean, if they do COVID testing and they want to prove that they're negative, they can show us.
Okay, 妈妈，我们没有那个表格，就是体检的表格让你去填。可是如果呢，你有那些，如果你要带 Bella 去检查那个新型冠状病毒的那个，看看他是有没有的话呢，那个资料你可以跟我们分享的，可是不需要填表格。
就是说去医生那里检了，我们去医生那里就他提笔一份 ，copy 一份给我们，可以拿到学校就可以了，是吧？
你不需你有在医生那里检查新型冠状病毒吗？
还没有，但不是去检查这个，他我不知道 CPC 他拿了一个表格，他说要去医生那里，就是说30天之内你没有什么问题。
Oh, so there is this specific, yeah, there is this specific form that CBC gives out and asking the parents to get it filled out within 30 days. So she doesn't know what they're checking, what they're asking her to do. So she says she's not sure.
She should call Stephanie up. Tell her to, she should call the Stephanie up. We're going to post the information shortly.
Okay, 我们会把所有的资料呢，就是从 School Connect 呢是跟你们分享的。你应该打电话给那个 CBC 的负责人，看看他怎么样说，因为我们也不太清楚。
我知道他给我一个表格，我是说如果学校四十二学校要的话，我们一起去，就不要再两次。
没有，我们不需要表格。
Okay, so, you know, this is. Many of the after-school programs will have you do a physical that I'm aware of. So I would suggest you reach out to the after-school, Hui Ling.
Okay, 很多课后补习呢，他们会要求每个家长做体检，所以呢，我们会就是建议你呢去联系那个课后补习班，看看他们需要怎么样的资料。
I think we're good. Please feel free to email us. I say this all the time, but I really do mean it. We answer all questions. If we feel the need to do another town hall after we do our planning, we will. But if we don't need to, we'll just keep you updated on School Connects and on the website, because I know this takes up a lot of your time.
OK, 如果你有任何其他的问题的话呢，你可以呢通过校长的那个电邮跟校长跟副校长联系。然后呢，我们也知道我们平常开这个会呢时间很久，我们不想用太多你的时间，所以呢，我们想说如果有任何的资料呢，我们都会在我们的网上或者是在 School Connect 呢发放给所有的家长所有的资讯。可是如果你有任何的问题的话呢，麻烦你们可以马上就是写一个电邮给校长或者是副校长。
I will say goodbye.
Okay.
Have a wonderful. There goes my dogs. Sorry, it is time for me to go. But listen, please be safe. Have a very, very, very wonderful evening. And I will see you on the 21st at one of the doorways.
Okay, 24th.
All the 24.
OK, 校长说呢，他希望你有一个美好的夜晚。然后呢，他说呢，我们呢会在9月21号的那一天呢会见到你们，跟你们会面，跟24号那一天呢会跟你们会面的。所以会议就结束了。谢谢所有家长参加。
Bye.